Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day today. A lot of stuff going on, as always. And what's interesting now, the city has now come in and they said, listen, city ordinance only allows for a 6-foot wall near or on the border. So at this point, you are not within city ordinance, and we are shutting this program down. The entire fence needs to be removed. If you want to put a 6-foot tall fence up, you can do so on the border, but an 18-foot tall fence, its whole situation is now being handed over to the courts, said Mayor Piera, who's obviously a hardcore communist as well. So they have it crowdfunded. Zero impact to state revenue or state taxes whatsoever. Fully crowdfunded border fence down on the border that the population of the United States said, we want to do this. They got everything ready to go. And then the mayor came in and said, hey, city ordinance is only 18 or 6 feet. You can't have an 18-foot fence. This all has to be torn down, and they don't want to do it. So now it's all being handed over to the courts, which is ironic to me because a 6-foot fence is about a joke to jump over. I mean, if anybody's been young and wild before, hopping fences, 6-foot tall fence is absolutely nothing when you're young and spry to hop over whatsoever. Not to mention, I mean, it's a joke. 18 foot's a whole different story. So it seems to me that New Mexico is following the communist agenda as this cancer spreads east from California. More and more states, you guys know Colorado has adopted all types of liberal policies. Now they've banned all types of different guns, magazines. A lot of the states now, and this is what we've seen, is California, the cancerous communism is spreading east because all these people, potentially, they've ruined their own state. I mean, California's a nightmare now. I mean, every time you turn around, they're talking about an absolute epidemic of typhus, feces in the street, used needles littering the ground everywhere, trash pickups in the almost tens of thousands as far as backlog that they can't get to because this is the policy. This is the communist agenda that they wanted to push to overthrow the entire United States government and overthrow the population of the country. And now, after they ruin their state and they have insanely high taxes, and it's not even feasible to live there anymore unless you're mega, 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 mega wealthy, they move east to Colorado, to New Mexico, to Texas, to Florida, and then we see them try to implement their unbelievably horrific debacle of a policy on our states as well. It appears now, I got an email from the Gun Owners of America, that Hogg and numerous other Republican senators in Congress from Florida have now worked on getting a petition together to get it on the ballot in 2020, whether or not we want to vote to literally disarm ourselves. I kid you not, there, and I didn't think this was going to go anywhere. I heard about this last year. But they now are getting signatures to get it on the ballot to allow the population of Florida to vote to have all semi-automatic assault weapons banned, illegal in the state of Florida, or any weapon that can take more than a 10-round magazine. This is a full-blown disarmament agenda, and this is why, in my opinion, they have been pushing in as many Puerto Ricans as they can in the state of Florida. They've been pushing in as many illegals, and I'm not saying these people are just going to automatically vote for this, but what I'm saying is a lot of these people don't understand the Second Amendment and the need for it. They simply watch the CNN mind control media, and they just follow whatever the narrative is. And of course, we're going to have all this talk about how great this bill is, and it's going to be for the children, and it's going to save our kids, and it's going to stop all mass shootings, and nothing bad's ever going to happen, and you need to vote yes on this amendment. I mean, you can already see it right now. They are going to dump tens of millions of dollars in ad contributions to get this bill on the ballot and try to get people to vote for it if they can get enough signatures. Now, it's also crazy, too, as I find out, they are now trying to actually get signatures. They've been busting left at getting signatures out of the state and out of state residents. So people that may live here in California, Florida, but they're from New York and their residence is New York, they're getting them to sign it to try to put the ballot, to get enough signatures to get it on the ballot. So this is something we got to really look into. I'm doing some research into this week in Florida, because this is a no-go. I saw, and I was so disappointed 2 years ago on how many bills got passed, as far as amendments got passed in Florida, with people voting for these unbelievably idiotic amendments that, I mean, made no sense, like ban greyhound racing by 2020. That was the name of the amendment. And everybody voted for it, and it won. And then you go to read it, and I never voted for it. I didn't vote for, like, any of the amendments. I thought, oh, man, I'm all pound salt. I'm not going to vote for this. And they go in, and it talks about how they want to start making a bill of rights for animals, all animals. And basically, if you do something to an animal or you neglect an animal, they can charge you criminally, not just for animal cruelty, but like it would be doing something to another person. You go to prison for years on end, and all this other stuff. I mean, that's what the whole agenda is. It was all designed to say, oh, we're going to end greyhound racing, which I don't even know why that's a big deal. We still have horse racing. We still have football. We still have athletic programs where we have sprint races. People race all the time. Racing dogs is not an abnormal activity, and so that was just boggled my mind. And then another one, I remember it wasn't on ours in Polk County, but it was out in Pasco County, out towards Tampa. They voted on an amendment to raise their own sales tax. It boggled my mind. They raised their sales tax like 1.5%. They went from like 6.5% to 8% out in the county. And I couldn't believe it, because I looked at it and I'm like, you guys actually voted to increase your sales tax when you already aren't spending money legitimately in the county out there? There's all types of shady business that go on the west coast of Florida out there. Stuff not getting done, people getting kickbacks, roads not getting completed, people still getting paid. And you voted to have a 1.5% in. And see, a lot of times people go, well, that's not that much money. You know, that's not that much money. It's not a big deal. You know, it's only a little bit here and there. And I go, well, you buy a $50,000 truck, you buy it in Polk County, it's going to be $750 cheaper just buying it in Polk County via buying it on the other side of the road, because they have 1.5% higher sales tax. That's how quick that starts adding up. So you can see that that will start taking a huge chunk out of your income every single year in your purchases, but yet people voted for it. For some reason in the state of Florida, and a lot of states are like this, they put something as an amendment on the ballot. They are allowed to word it any way they want, no matter how nefarious it is, no matter how shady it is. They can word it any way they want, and the vast majority of voters are so ill-informed and so idiotic, they just vote yes, 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 yes. I have no idea what this amendment is. Yes, we need to be hung for treason if we question anything about what the government says. Oh, yes, vote yes on that too. Oh, the speed limits need to be 35 in the area on the interstates. Oh, vote yes on that too. It's idiotic. It boggles my mind. But so my whole point in saying this is, don't fall into the mantra. In the 2020 election, we're going to see some shady, shady behavior going on. I already told you about the election guard yesterday that Microsoft is running through all their different military contracts that they have, that is going to essentially monitor and control all the election systems in the entire country. That already is unbelievably creepy to me. Now, on top of that, now we're seeing all these states trying to get these amendments on the ballot to take our firearms away. They've seen from a federal level, they can't really do it, because if they go in and they try to ban all these weapons federally, not only is it going to be more likely overturned in court because of the Second Amendment, the Supreme Court's ruling, they are going to start a full-blown insurrection with the entire United States population. But if they can take it state by state by state by state, we already have 16 states now that have red flag gun laws that can come in and seize your weapons pretty much at any time if they seem fit, or if somebody says anything about you to any law enforcement agency. It's boggled. That right there in of itself is insane. Now we're starting to see state by state voting in their own laws and their own amendments to ban the next class of firearms, to fully disarm the United States. And if we allow it to happen, and we allow it state by state by state by state, I mean, we already had it happen down here in Florida, bulk fires got banned, which now that's federally banned. That was the pretext to do it, though. You can't even buy a firearm if you're 21 or 20, less than 21 now in the state of Florida. I mean, all these things are happening really, really quickly, and this is why you see all the swing states that are hardcore big voters, they're trying to turn them as blue and as liberal and as communist as possible. Hence why if you look at all the heavy swing states that have so much pull in the election, those are all the main states that they're pushing the illegal immigration into and the legal immigration into through Puerto Rico and through migrants from other countries and so forth. They're doing the best they can to turn these states communist. So then, once they finally get everything dialed in, nobody is going to have anything they can say because they're going to say, well, your state voted for it, or your state voted for it, and that is the way they're trying to make it then.
The irony of all of this is that we almost need to put a ballot, you know, on there to, you know, they're going to slip a noose around your neck and hang you tonight, and people will say yes to that too.
Yeah.
And the problem with it is some of the things are so twisted that when you vote no, you're actually voting yes the way they say it. It's just the weirdest thing you've ever seen. I mean, they twist the words backwards. So you say, well, I don't want that, so I'm saying no. And then it passes because the no meant yes. I mean, there's so much legal jargon on these amendments that I read them all and I analyze them all and I try to vote no on all of them because we don't need more bureaucratic decisions being made and more enslavement. We simply don't need this. I mean, the wall that was now stopped in New Mexico, no one's mentioning this, is that they were building it on private property. They weren't building it in some national refuge area. You know, in some national park, they were building it on a person's land that had an acreage, had a ranch against the border, and they were building it on his property, 18 feet. And now they shut the whole thing down, even though it was on private property with private funding. They said no. See, we have the same type of ordinances in the county here and in the city of Auburndale. You can't build a wall or a fence more than 6 feet tall. Now, if you live in the county, you can go as high as you want to go. They don't really care. There's no restriction on it. You can go 18 feet if you'd like. But apparently out there, they decided they weren't going to do that. Now, in spite of the fact that this was an open area where borders, where migrants were openly crossing every single night, and they were stopping it with an 18-foot barrier, they said, no, you can't do that. And it's because, guys, you always go back to the Frankfurt School, always go back to the communist agenda, always go back to the Rothschilds who funded the communist agenda and the communist revolution in Russia. These are the same people who basically control the planet, control China, control Europe, they control everything. It's just always these same groups, this interdimensional entity, weirdo group that worship Satan and practice their weirdo stuff and their Kabbalah and their weird stuff. It's always the same group. And always remember, this is who these guys are. And also remember, for various reasons, they turn on people in their own organization sometimes. They basically go against them when the information that these people are giving out isn't quite right, or if there's going to be blowback coming in as far as something that they've done, and they want to distance themselves from that so they don't get lined back up with that. We see a lot of media being basically blackballed and now blacklisted here in alternative media. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some of them need to be blacklisted. Some of them are disinformation agents. Some of them are actually telling the truth. You know, we had our website, our YouTube channel closed down by YouTube a year and a half ago. And I just didn't really care about it because we weren't getting that much traffic on YouTube because we don't push it because we don't do a video portion of the show. So I said, who cares? It doesn't matter. We still have Global Star. We're still working on this. We're getting huge response. We're growing really, really fast. It doesn't make any difference. You see, this is what we have to realize is that, you know, all of this stuff is through the Frankfurt School, through MK Ultra, through the indoctrination that we have in the United States of what they want us to believe is real and what they want us to believe is not real. Because they want to basically lie to us all the time and make us believe the lie. It's so important. It's interesting to me. I wasn't going to cover the story, but I'm going to cover it now. This is from BuzzFeed.News, which is a pretty big organization. And it's talking about Tony Robbins. And they say that they claim that he is the world's most famous self-help guru. Now, I know Tony. And, you know, and so it's one of these interesting things. And this is a story he doesn't want you to read. And you guys can go back and you can look at it. And he has a program called Unlimited Power. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I've had more and more people contact me telling me they're getting his books, CDs, and tapes and going to his seminars and spending $2,000, $3,000, $10,000 just to go to these weekend retreats. Now we have leaked records that reveal that Tony Robbins berated abuse victims and former followers accused him of sexual advances. Tony Robbins claims he has helped millions of fans overcome some of the life's darkest difficulties, but leaked records reveal he has used his fame to berate victims of rape and violence, while female former staffers and followers have accused him of inappropriate sexual advances. Now, why would I cover this, and why would I talk about this? I want people out there listening to good stuff. Now, a lot of people who are Christians, who basically they want to continue, you know, being Christians, they like being Christians, they follow Tony Robbins because they think he's giving them some secrets. And, you know, secret recordings and transcripts, this is, I'm reading right from the article, from inside his events reveal Robbins has unleashed expletive-laden tirades on survivors of rape and domestic violence after inviting them to share their stories in front of a vast crowd. She's effing using all this stuff to try to control men, he said after one woman said she'd been raped. When in 2018, another woman said her husband was physically violent and emotionally abusive, Robbins accused her of lying and asked, does he put up with you? You've been a crazy biatch. Okay, this is how he talks to them. And now, I'm going to say something to you guys that I've never discussed on the show before. Back in the 90s, these success seminars had hired Tony Robbins to come in and do about 20 speeches at about $250,000 each, and they had not put a moral turpitude clause in the speeches, as far as he wasn't going to be held accountable for anything he said or did on the stage, whether it was lewd or filthy or whatever. And after about five of these things that he did for the success seminars, I was part of that circuit then. I did 100 shows with them back in the 90s, spoke to over a million people at live seminars, and did a seminar with Tony back in 97. He ended up getting terminated because of his language from the seminars and the things that he was saying from the platform. So guys, be very, very careful. I'm not going to go anymore. I know the entire story. I'm not going to share it with you on the show today. If you know me personally, I'll be happy to. But I'm not going to say any of this stuff. But you got to realize, guys, you got to be careful who you listen to and all this stuff and what he says. The firm, and then of course, what's also interesting to me is that he has hired an attorney's firm to go in and really, really slam people who say stuff about him and basically to shut them down. Like many, I'm going to read this quoting again. Like many famous men caught up in the Me Too movement, Robbins has engaged powerful lawyers to try to shut down accusations. Lavely and Singer, a Hollywood mega firm with a client list that has included Bill Cosby, Charlie Sheen, and Scarlett Johansson. The firm has been shielding Robbins from scrutiny since at least 2007 after a website published anonymous criticism of Robbins, including allegations that he had sexually harassed and manipulated women insiders. The site quickly disappeared, and website registration shows the domain was taken over by Lavely and Singer. The firm said the site was not a source of reliable information and was taken down because it was illegally using Mr. Robbins' trade name. Robbins did face some rare public criticism last spring after a leaked video emerged of calling the Me Too movement an excuse for some women to try and get significance by attacking and destroying someone else. He apologized after widespread backlash, professing profound admiration for the Me Too and promising to examine his own behavior to ensure he was staying true to those ideals. Now, you know, I'm not going to go. You can go to BuzzFeed. You can read this. I posted it on the website. It's just very, very important that you realize who you're listening to in the CDs and the books and the tapes that you're buying. If you want to continue to support Tony Robbins, that's entirely up to you. But I'm letting you know, some inside information and some stuff here that I wanted to say that was going on. Also, we had another major firm have just dropped him as far as promoting what he does at his seminars because they don't want to be associated with the blowback that's coming to him. And you can also read that on my website. Now, let's go. This is the Tony Robbins loses his role with the $38 billion planning firm, Barron's.com. That's posted on the front of the Wall Street Journal. By the way, Phil Robertson, this is some more interesting stuff about the world. He's unashamed. He goes, quote, the evil one is running the Democratic Party. Now, he's just straight telling you it. Duck Commander Phil Robertson expressed hope for Donald Trump and remain in office. He said that the evil one is running the Democratic Party, which he's, of course, he's talking about Lucifer. Now, what's crazy about all of this, Austin, is that people don't understand that this is true. He really is saying this. And this morning, I talked to Gene a little bit when I got up, and I was talking about how, again, we had covered this on the show last year, about how the Bible tells us that there's a veil that's been placed around the hearts and the minds of the unbelievers so they should not believe and know the truth. And it's really important that you understand there's a veil. Now, I'm going to say one other thing here real quickly. This is going to be something that's may frost a few of you or make you realize a little bit more about what I'm talking about here this morning as far as Christians. When we're born again, when we're baptized, as for the remission of our sins, when we're basically, you know, immersed in water baptism, that symbolizes the death, the burial in the water, and the resurrection of our new selves, being born again as a Christian. It's an outward act of an inward change that has taken place when Christ comes in you. When the Holy Spirit comes into you, and he infuses you with his, well, I don't know what to call it, his energy field, his presence, you know, pick your own, you know, vernacular or whatever you want to use for that. When he comes in, he only comes in to the extent that you allow him. Now, I'm going to get kind of touchy here for a second, so don't get mad at me. A lot of people, they don't want a lot of the Holy Spirit in their life. If they have the Holy Spirit telling them or revealing something to them, they don't want to hear it. Not all of us have the same infilling of the Holy Spirit as far as revelation is concerned. The Bible tells us if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the fruit of the land. If a person gets born again, his spirit is renewed, but his mind is still carnal. You have to understand that. It doesn't change. You have to work on changing that yourself. I remember years ago, when I first got saved, I started listening to Zig Ziglar tapes and Jim Rohn tapes, and it made me think a different way. Now, I was already born again, and I was already spirit-filled, you know, when I was doing all of this stuff, but it made me realize how important it was to program your mind accordingly, too. A lot of people, they've gotten caught up in the worries and the cares of this world, and because of that, they've not allowed the Holy Spirit to come in and show them things or reveal things to them. Now, a lot of that is because of the fact that they simply don't know. And a lot of it's because they don't want to know. But we have to be open and receptive to what the Holy Spirit leads us to do. A lot of people, due to normalcy bias, Austin, they don't want to accept the truth of what's going on. They'll stand in a field with perfectly dark blue skies and watch airplanes play tic-tac-toe with chemtrails and say, oh, wow, look at all those contrails. I never saw that when I was younger. I wonder why they do that now. Those airplane jet exhausts are leaving a lot of trails in the sky. And not even trying to realize what that really is. They won't think about the weather manipulation. And I'm talking about Christians, too. Now I'm also talking about, here we go, don't get mad, a lot of you really believe that Donald Trump is doing what he said he was going to do. Donald Trump is being completely and totally manipulated by the international banking cartels who own him. Wilbur Ross bought him off back in the 80s to the Rothschild banking cartels. I mean, it's an open public record. He's being told what to do. He's being manipulated, and he's not doing what he said he's going to do. Now, he's going to win the election. He's going to win in 2020. There's no way anybody's going to beat him because the economy is doing too well. But the reality is he, again, is doing what he's being told to do. His whole goal here at this point, according to his handlers, gosh, I hate saying this, is to bring in the Antichrist. This is the whole goal here. I mean, so they're all pushing this level. 2 days ago, Austin did an expose on the militant homosexual agenda that's basically confronting the planet and the world. And guys, it's true. I mean, I personally believe, you know, I kind of question, you know, Rachel Maddow. I kind of question if she's a guy or a girl. I mean, you know, she's got an awful big Adam's apple, an awful big, you know, she's got some really masculine features. And a lot of people say, well, she's just probably a lesbian dyke. Okay, all right, got that. But is she a guy or is she a girl? I mean, they've tricked us. They gave us a gay Kenyan and a transgender wife, according to Joan Rivers. I talked about this the other day. Think about the agenda of what these New World Order people are doing. Think about exactly what Austin said a few minutes ago, how they're moving out of California into New Mexico, into Arizona, into Colorado, into Florida, into Oregon, into Utah. They're moving all over out of California, and they're bringing their leftist ideology with them, and they're voting with them. And now we have on the ballot coming up in Florida, supposedly, to basically ban all semi-automatic weapons with more than a 10-round capacity, including pistols and handguns. Are you kidding me? No. Why would this happen? Because the hearts and the minds of the Christians have been deceived. They want to believe in Q. They want to have hope. They want to have future. They want to have they don't want a massive paradigm shift in what they believe. They don't want that. They only want to believe what they can believe. Now, a lot of it is because of the fluoride. Now, listen to me for a second. Let me get real weird here for a second. A lot of it's because of the fluoride. Fluoride makes you servile and infertile. We've learned that fluoride, you know, it calcifies the pineal gland, which prevents the pineal gland from producing melatonin properly, and plus a whole host of other functions that the pineal gland does. Some people believe that the pineal gland is a direct interface into another dimension. So we have all of these people believing all of these things, but the government decided to harden up the pineal glands and not allow them to do what they need to do. This all happened back in the 40s. So what's happened is we've lost a lot of our reasoning skills because of drugs, because of pharmakia. The Bible talks about in Revelation how these pushers of pharmakia are going to be held accountable for what they're doing. They're drugging people into a stupor. They're doing it with fluoride. Remember, you know, the active ingredient in Prozac is fluoride. The active ingredient in sarin nerve gas is fluoride. The active ingredient in a lot of, you know, bug killers is fluoride, you know, hydrofluorosilicic acid. And they put it into our water supply, and they're basically anesthetizing us, making us servile and infertile. They did it in the Nazi concentration camps with fluoride. And they've done this to the population of the United States now for almost 70 years. And now we've become a country of total sheeple who want to continue to believe everything we've been told about what's happening in Washington and everything else. And so we want to continue to believe that, you know, Donald Trump is our savior and that Donald Trump is going to fix everything. Guys, here's the thing. If Donald Trump would have done what Donald Trump said he was going to do when he was running for his office, chances are he'd already be dead. Just telling you guys straight out, look what JFK did. He tried to do it. Reagan tried to do it and got shot within the first 60 days in office. I mean, these people so control the military-industrial complex and the civil and the Secret Service and the Central Intelligence Agency, all these different control. Remember when Trump first went into the White House? He brought his own security patrol in. He brought his own personnel in from when he had worked for him with the Trump Towers. He wasn't even allowing the Secret Service to take lead on this. And I don't know what he's doing now, but guys, think about it for a second. We basically have lost control of our government to a foreign entity that's based out of England, the Rothschild banking cartels, who are a bunch of Sabbatean Luciferian Kabbalists who practice dark magic. And these are the same groups, the same dark magic group that's been around for thousands of years. And they've continued to control us. And until we wake up from our slumber and our stupor, we can't change the country until we wake up. We can't change the world until we wake up. And the only way we're going to get anybody to wake up is we have to be promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ, not this name it, claim it, blab it, grab it nonsense that we see in these churches now that don't even want to talk about Jesus or being baptized or anything else. I'm talking about the real first century change the world through Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus Christ, his presence resonated for thousands of years and now is coming to an end in our world and our country if we allow it to happen, because they've been coming against it. This is why there's such an atavistic hatred of Christians and Jesus Christ from Hollywood. We talked about that in detail in the movies they put out to change our cultural paradigms. So it's important for all of us to realize, number one, study your Bible. That's number one. Start, if you don't know where to start, start in the book of John. Start in the book of John, New Testament, then read the Gospels, but start in the book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Restart in John and read through the parables and read through the book of Acts in detail next, and start to understand who Christ was and what he did for us. Then read the book of Hebrews and understand what sacrifice it means to be. So what he did with his sacrifice and how there's no longer remaineth, you know, there's no longer any need for sacrifices in a third temple. And Christians need to understand this, because when a person comes into your church to take up money for a third temple, you need to really be asking yourself a question. What are they promoting here? They're not promoting the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for us. They're telling us that they want us to go back to animal sacrifice from the Old Testament. Guys, this isn't okay. And we have to understand who's pushing this agenda. Very, very important. Austin, just want to cover all those little details with you this morning. What else you have? What's your next story, bud?
Great info, man. Absolutely. Also, too, in other news, this has been something that I've been trying to kind of keep up with is, you know, Assange, we've been hearing very little intel about what's going on over there. We know about, what, 3 weeks ago that apparently U.S. authorities went over there without his lawyer's approval, and they ended up having the pick of the litter as far as his personal items, if you guys remember me talking about that, any flash drives, any electronics, any personal items. They got to rummage through everything and take what they want as evidence. It was pretty much so loosely controlled, it was almost a joke from a law standpoint. But now, apparently, Julian Assange's Swedish lawyer, Pearl Sampson, has told the press that Assange's health situation on Friday, last time he was with him, was so horrible that it was not possible to even conduct a normal conversation with him. The jarring revelation has been reported by only a small handful of outlets, but only on an aside in relation to Sweden refusing Samuel's request for a postponement of the scheduled hearing due to his bill of health. He's, and the fact that the imprisoned WikiLeaks founder is so ill that he can't converse lucidly is itself far more significant than postponement refusal. Assange has actually been transferred to the hospital wing of Belmarsh prison.
Drugged.
Yep, this was reported by the Swedish outlet of Solna Tidning, the newspaper published in the same district court. This is the only newspaper that reported this, because it was in the same district court Assange is scheduled to call into for his hearing, and they basically said that he is in the ward now. He is so sick, he is in the prison ward. This is something that we all were really nervous about as far as all these indictment proceedings, all this stuff. The issue, and this is just my personal opinion, the bankers, the globalists, the ones that got exposed for their little dirty, nasty deeds that they did over there in the Middle East, that Assange exposed a lot of them for on WikiLeaks and all the stuff they were involved in, they don't want this to go to trial. Because if this goes to trial and he's charged with all these indictments and he's extradited to the United States, all this information that he released, a lot of it is going to be made public again, and the entire population is going to watch a freelance journalist be charged under essentially espionage acts for releasing information that he did not steal, but simply for getting them through normal journalistic outlets. And that is going to start a cascading series of events with people waking up and not following the narrative. If they can keep him over in England right now, and this may have been the reason why they gave him 50 weeks or whatever it was for skipping bail back in 2012. Remember we talked about that, how strange it was that essentially once they got him out of the embassy, they put him through in jail for 50 weeks, which is the maximum term you could get for basically skipping bail for contempt of court, which was really odd because nobody's ever gotten that over there, ever. And now he's got 50 weeks in basically England for because he skipped bail 8 years ago, 7 years ago. This may have been the reason why, is they wanted to get him. Remember, he's not on U.S. soil. He's over in a different country. So now they have the ability to pretty much do anything they want to him, whether drug him, whether inject him, do whatever they want, and slowly make him disappear from the memories of the world population without even a whimper. And he will disappear and never be heard from again. And they'll say, oh, just in other news, Julian Assange basically had a massive heart attack while he was in the hospital ward due to deteriorated health conditions from being in the embassy for so long, due to his own personal circumstances and his own personal, basically actions. So in other news, we have Kim Kardashian back on television now on the red carpet, and they'll go right over it, and nobody will think anything above it, and it will go on and on and on, and this whole thing with Assange will disappear. That, in my opinion, is what I think they're trying to do right now, because I was very hesitant. So his dad, we had talked about this a couple weeks ago. I said, I'm going to be really surprised, even though with all these indictments that they're bringing down on him, I'm going to be really surprised if they bring him to the United States. and they hold him in court for this. I said, because it is going to open up everything that happened for the world to see again on top of him already releasing it 7-8 years ago, Dad. So I just thought this is very creepy that now he's in the hospital ward and his attorney's coming out saying verbatim, he's so sick right now, he can't even have a lucid conversation with anybody.
Well, he's on drugs. I mean, this they're MK. They're trying. Remember when Kanye had his breakdown at his concert, and started talking about the truth at his concert with the 50,000 people.
Yep.
Suddenly, he was hospitalized. Yeah, he was hospitalized because they had spent all this money with him trying to get him, you know, to be so big. Now they had to hospitalize him and basically, you know, tell everybody he had to, you know, get back, you know, with the program and he was gonna be fine. And all of a sudden, you know, you don't hear him talking like that anymore. The drugs that they learned to use in the concentration camps in Germany were pretty powerful mind control drugs, and that information continued with the MK Ultra program with the CIA when they brought those same scientists over from the German concentration camps and they started the MK Ultra program. See, mind control, MK Ultra stands for mind control. You spell control with a K in German, so it's mind controller is what it's called. And so what happens is they have the MK Ultra mind control concentration camp continuation experimentation that they're doing now, and they're probably doing it directly on Julian Assange. Now I don't know that. I'm not in the jail with him. All I know is that every time these people, these high profile people, you never hear them testify. You never hear them put on the stand. You didn't hear Timothy McVeigh on the stand. You didn't hear Ken LaHaye on the stand. You didn't hear any of these people talk about anything that ever happens to them. You don't hear about the guy from Aurora, from the shootings in Colorado 5 or 6 years ago. You don't hear any of this stuff. Nobody talks about any of this stuff. These people never come to the stand, and they're always drugged up. Remember, the guy was in a stupor. They're drooling on himself after the shooting in Aurora. He was so drugged, there's no way he was able to carry out a SWAT control mission. I mean, he was sitting there with full body armor holding a gun, and the guys just walked up to him and arrested him and kind of picked him up because he's sitting there in a puddle of drool. He's not the one who just went in there and shot all those people. He wasn't lucid enough to do that. That was a fire team that went into that movie theater. And see, same thing with the Parkland shootings. You never get to hear the people that are coming to you. Have any of us heard the testimony from the kid who was arrested for the Parkland shootings? Has he made any public statement? Has he come out and said anything? No! They don't give them the chance to do that, and if they were to do that on a local broadcast or newscast, they would tell the newscast not to broadcast it, and it would never make the AP wire or the Reuters wire because that's Rothschild controlled. So always understand who these people are and what they are. For example, whatever Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, okay, I don't know what she is. I mean, I really thought she was dead. I really thought she was dying. She had lung cancer, and all of a sudden she pops back out like she's a spring chicken all spry running around. I don't know what the heck they've done with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know what kind of treatment protocol they put her on that we're not available to. I don't even know if it's the same Ruth Bader Ginsburg or if it's a body double. You say, well, I can't believe you'd say something like that, Ted. I'm just saying I don't know. I don't know what it is anymore. They lie to us so much, but now she has come out and she said a pregnant woman is not a mother. Okay, U.S. Supreme Court Justices Clarence Thomas and Ruth Bader Ginsburg engaged in a verbal spar. I mean, Thomas actually spoke Thursday over several abortion-related issues, including over whether a pregnant woman should be considered a mother. A woman who exercises her constitutionally protected right to terminate a pregnancy is not a mother, Ginsburg wrote in a Supreme Court order. Now, this is direct teaching from the Kabbalah and what they believe with the Kabbalah. This is what she's talking about now. She's telling us who she is and what she believes. They believe you can terminate that birth all the way up until time of delivery. And now they're saying that, you know, they're trying to say you can terminate the birth at 3 years, so a toddler. I mean, this is crazy stuff. But this is who Ruth Bader Ginsburg is. This is the programming she's been going through. All of these guys, when they get to these types of levels, Supreme Court justices, they're kept on a real short leash. And if they're not, they go in a shooting game. They go shooting out in Texas or wherever that was with the Supreme Court Justice Scalia died a few years ago. And suddenly somebody puts a pillow over his face and they find his body with no autopsy. And all of a sudden he just gets, you know, state rights funeral and no autopsy to see what killed him. I mean, ridiculous. This is the kind of stuff that these guys are being subjected to who are being controlled to these high levels. As long as they play the game. Remember when we had Wayne Allen Root on years ago, and he said that the biggest thing with the congressmen is that they're told if they do what they're supposed to do, they're going to have all of these benefits. If they don't, they're going to be destroyed. So you pick. You want to be destroyed, you want to have all of these benefits, and they choose the benefits. I mean, I don't know what any of us would do in those types of situations. If you were told and you were actually knew that they were going to do it and kill you, your family, your children, your grandchildren, your mother, your dog, your cats, your pets, your neighbors. I mean, what the heck? You know, these people are that sick. You say, well, they wouldn't do that. Well, how about they just drop a hellfire missile on your house and it wipes out the entire neighborhood? How about that? I mean, they can do that. Oh, they wouldn't do it. Don't you think it's a bit weird that Breitbart's car blew up and the engine flew out of it, you know, was down the road? I mean, Mercedes don't blow up. Don't you think it's kind of strange that, you know, we've got the one guy from The Fast and the Furious, Paul Walker, he's driving around in that doggone Porsche that's assigned to go around a racetrack at 200 some odd miles an hour, and it's doing 50, 60 miles an hour around a flat corner, and suddenly it hits a tree, it blows up, it bursts into flame with a fuel cell, which isn't even possible, and he was trying to talk to people about the sterilization program that was going on down in the Philippines and over in Africa. And suddenly he started coming public with all of this stuff, and all of a sudden they had to shut him up immediately. Doesn't it seem strange to anybody else that Heath Ledger does Brokeback Mountain, says it so destroyed his career, he starts talking about he wishes he had never done that movie. Suddenly he starts going against the sodomy issue as far as what happened with him in this movie and what it did to his career. And suddenly they find him dead after, right before the Joker came out, the movie Batman. I mean, think through this stuff. John Belushi. I mean, all these different people, when they start waking up and they stop drinking the Kool-Aid and they start talking, Robin Williams, all of them start talking, stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Look at Jim Carrey's career. Jim Carrey's career is in the toilet, man. Somebody put him in the toilet and flushed him when he and Jenny McCarthy came out and basically, you know, talked about autism and immunizations. And now he's trying to do everything he can by going against, saying everything he possibly can against Trump and trying to do the same, go back to the agenda to get put back in the graces of Hollywood. I mean, all of these people are being controlled. So also, when you tell me that Julian Assange is not verbal, he can't express himself, he can't communicate, is anybody listening to the show surprised? I told you when they arrested him months ago, I told you, they're going to put him on an MKUltra program, they're going to drug him into a stupor, we're going to never see him in the United States, they're probably going to kill him in prison, and they're going to try to brainwash him. If they can't brainwash him and bring him around, they're going to basically do something like this to him, which is exactly what they've done now. And the fact that the Swedish attorney actually got access to him blows my mind that they didn't try to prevent that. The problem is some of these drugs they give them, they can't get them out of the system quick enough, and the damage is done so quickly from these drugs that even if they got the drugs out of the system, they can't be brought back to where they were from a normal standpoint. Julian Assange will, in my lifetime, and I hope in Austin's lifetime too, always be spoken of in the context of being one of the greatest heroes of the world that we've ever had. This guy stepped way out to do what he did, to expose what he did with the Podesta files, with the Clinton files, and all the stuff he did with WikiLeaks. And notice, since he's gone, we haven't had any more massive disclosures like this. And they're making an example of him that if you do this, this is what's going to happen to you. So it's one of these things that, you know, you've got to just realize that these guys are really out there doing a lot of mass mind control with a lot of people. By the way, Boeing's CEO now is saying that he would put his family in a 737 MAX without any hesitation. Dennis Muldenberg said that he would trust his own family in a 737 MAX jet after the new testing, the new software in the wake of two deadly crashes in October of 2018, Lion Air Flight 610 crash, killing 189 people on board. Then in March of this year, Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 crash, killing 157 people on board. After the second crash, Boeing 737 jets were grounded. Earlier this month, the company said it finished updating flight control software indicated in both crashes. Now, I'm going to stop here for 1 second. A lot of these planes, and I'm going out on a limb here. I'm saying this, okay? I'm saying this again. I can't verify this. A lot of these planes can be hacked into electronically from a distance, and the controls can be taken over from a distance, and the flaps can go down, or the ailerons can go down, or whatever they're going to do to control this plane, and they can drop it into the ground, and the pilots can't override it. That's a fact. I mean, we have jet planes now that the military has put together many years ago that if something happens to the pilot, they can land these planes without the pilot even being aboard. We have drones that can take over, drones that can link into this and fly these planes. Now, whether this happened or not, I have absolutely no idea. You know, but Boeing's in trouble. They've got 300 dead bodies and a bunch of lawsuits on them right now. It could wipe out the company, wipe out the stock. I don't know why they would do that with Boeing. I have no idea. All I know is this. They have technology out there right now that can hack into a flying aircraft if it has the latest electronics on it and basically terminate the flight. And so I'm going to say that. I'm not saying that's what happened with this, but there's something else going on with all of this stuff with Boeing. By the way, Bob Iger, the big cheese at Disney now, saying it is very difficult for Disney to work in Georgia if a new abortion law is enacted. Now, let me stop for a second. When Disney first came out with Walt Disney back in the, you know, 40s and 50s, it was all about children. It was about children's cartoons. It was all kinds of weird stuff. And then Disney came out with Fantasia. Okay, this is one sick, weird mess with the big demonic god. And we also know that he had Club 33 at Disney, which was a 33-degree Mason hangout. We know that he was Rothschild-funded through the international banking cartels. Oh, sorry, I wasn't supposed to say that, was I? And so he had all this money for expansion. And suddenly, the same very group that talked about taking care of the children and doing good, clean cartoons and good, clean family entertainment, like Swiss Family Robinson and all the things, is now saying it is difficult because Georgia doesn't want to murder children to even work in Georgia anymore. So we have this guy, Bob Iger, who can't seem to keep his mouth shut. He's basically saying, hey, you know, this is something that we're having a problem with now as far as hiring people in Georgia and working in Georgia because they don't want to shoot, they don't want to kill babies. I mean, unbelievable. I mean, you stop and think about this stuff, Austin. It's almost hard for us to even think that any of this stuff is for real. The Guardian just came out with an article. It says that heavily processed food like ready meals and ice cream are linked to early deaths. I mean, there's no surprise here. Two major studies added to a body of evidence against food made with industrial ingredients. People who eat large amounts of heavily processed foods, now I'm going to say with glyphosate, hydrogenated oils, you know, omega-6 oils, and lots of preservatives and chemicals and artificial dyes and flavors from breakfast cereals and ready meals to muffins and ice cream have a greater risk of heart attack, stroke, and early death, according to two major studies. The findings from separate teams in France and Spain add to growing body of evidence that foods made at factories with industrial ingredients may have a hand in an array of medical disorders such as cancer, obesity, and blood pressure. You know what's so funny? I said this back in the 70s and got eviscerated for it. In the 80s, got eviscerated for it when I said the food that we eat directly determines the state of our health. And you think, wow, that's a very normal statement to say. No, no, no. When I said that back in the 80s with Carpenter's Home Church, I got called on the rug for that. And basically it was pulled off of the radio show they had there. It was a show called Feedback with Tom Trolson, who was a good friend of mine back then. And we got yanked off the show because I actually had the audacity to say that the food that you eat could actually change your health for the worse or for the better. By the way, one more thing, Austin, let's finish the show. The tetanus vaccine causes a new disease now known as antiphospholipid syndrome. Now, this is a tetanus vaccine. Remember, you can't get tetanus by itself. By itself anymore. The vaccine, this is an article by Stevenson. The vaccine Wanta is not only concerned with vaccine-induced diseases, it massively is gearing up its vaccine arms race against the human race. Okay, all these different adjuvants. The tetanus vaccine now causes a new disease known both as the Hughes syndrome and antiphospholipid syndrome. It is an autoimmune condition that can attack any part of the body, though it's best noted for heart attacks and killing fetuses. I want to repeat that. It's best known for causing heart attacks and killing fetuses. It's likely the APS will become more common with the new generation of vaccine adjuvants now being produced. The sufferers of APS are mostly women, and its diagnosis is often made as a result of multiple pregnancy losses. Are you listening to me, friends? Part of the eugenics protocol? As is typical new diseases, researchers focus on finding genetic cause in spite of the fact that the connection with vaccines is well known, documented, and established. As the name implies, APS is a condition in which phospholipids, natural and necessary substances required to be every part of the body, is seen as an infection agent by the immune system, for the substance that exists in every cell becomes subject to attacks. Symptoms include blindness, cardiovascular issues with deep vein thrombosis, phlebitis, atherosclerosis, clots in the lungs, heart valve abnormalities, stroke, headaches, migraines, miscarriages, neurological disorders, epilepsy. This list goes on and on and on from the tetanus shot, guys. From the tetanus shot. So I don't know what to do with this, Austin, because they're telling us that we have to have tetanus shots. They're telling us that we have to have these, but they won't give us tetanus shots by themselves anymore. And now we're seeing this phospholipid thing happening with people who get tested to shots and people, women miscarrying. And of course, they're trying to make it a genetic issue now and not a vaccine issue, which is what they always do. Guys, I love you. I had the opportunity and privilege of praying for you again today. You guys mean the world to me. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for getting your supplements from Health Masters. Thanks for being part of the Health Masters family. You guys rock. You really do. And I mean, yeah, and I love the fact that you're infused with the Holy Spirit. You believe the way that I believe, or most of you at least do, and that we can all be together in one spirit on the show every day. You guys are awesome. I love you so much. Again, thanks for your support. Austin, go ahead and finish it up, and I'll do the write-up. God bless you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. And also, too, in more health news, another article has come out now, according to a study, that vitamin D deficiency is being linked to schizophrenia and depression. Now, this isn't just vitamin D deficiency in an adult. This is actually linking back to vitamin D deficiency in the mother of the unborn child. This is always something that I have brought up repeatedly. I've told you guys this. When Lana and I had both had our children, we've used a midwife, and the midwife was adamant about doing bloods, drawing bloods pretty much once a month. And every single time, one of the main things she always tested for was vitamin D. And we found that the vitamin D levels were incredibly hard to keep elevated to a good level while Lana was pregnant without using a large dosage. Lana was ended up taking 10,000 IUs a day, twice a day. The 10,000 K2 that we have, she took two capsules a day, split them up, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. It's obviously, you see more and more reasons why, and I didn't understand it at first. Even from a health standpoint, I knew how important it was, but the midwives were adamant that the vitamin D stays elevated. In this article, it says developing fetus depends on its mother for nutrition. You guys know in the study published in the Scientific Reports, research from Aarhus University in Denmark and the University of Queensland in Australia looked at the effects of prenatal vitamin D deficiency on the risk of developing schizophrenia later on in life. They measured the vitamin D status of babies born in Denmark from 1981 to 2000 using systematically collected newborn dried blood spots. The researchers reported that babies born with low levels of vitamin D were 44% more likely to develop schizophrenia in early adulthood. Moreover, the deficiency in newborn accounts for almost 8% of all schizophrenia cases in Denmark. They hypothesized that pregnant women in Denmark tend to be more deficient in vitamin D due to the lack of sun exposure during the winter months. This is why I tell people it's so important to stay on vitamin D. Not just, I mean, obviously just on a regular basis all the time. I take 10,000 every single day, and I live in Florida. My vitamin D levels are always perfect. But the food that we have now is not what we think it is anymore. The nutrients that we have in our food is not what we think it is anymore. And then even more importantly is when you're pregnant, stay on the vitamin D all the time. If you think you're taking too much, you're probably not. But if you're real concerned, get blood work. Get blood drawn. Even if you're not pregnant, if you're just a healthy adult, that's always something you need to look for. And it's funny because you'll go, I've talked to so many customers, they'll go to the doctor for annual blood work. And the only thing they ever care about, is cholesterol. It boggles my mind. Oh, I went to the doctor and, you know, he checked my blood sugar was checked, and they checked my cholesterol, and they checked my testosterone. I'm like, okay, they're checking anything else? No, but he said my cholesterol was like 205, you know, it was a little elevated. He was real concerned about that. I said, will they check vitamin D? No, he never mentioned that at all. I said, they're so concerned about cholesterol, which they've already done numerous research studies now showing cholesterol has very little impact on heart disease if it's in a moderate range, which is anywhere between like 250 and 300, especially if HDL levels are in a good range. But yet, they don't even check vitamin D. Why? Because they don't make any money off giving people vitamin D. They make money off giving people statin drugs. Actually, roughly around 10 to 15 billion dollars a year in the United States is done in gross sales off statin drugs. So just something to look at and be aware of. Also, too, other news, there's another article that came out talking about the benefits of chocolate again. And as you guys know, I'm not talking about the chocolate, you know, in Hershey bars or the milk chocolate. I'm talking about real, true 80% dark chocolate cacao. And the antioxidant flavanol, which has helped protect your arteries from damage, actually helps ward off heart disease and keeps your blood flowing optimally, is very, very high. The dark cocoa has a higher percent of chocolate solids and typically doesn't have any added sugar, or if it does, it's very, very minimum. That's like the Honduras dark chocolate that we have. Very, very, very rich chocolate, but it actually tastes decent. It's not bitter, and it's the way they process it in Honduras. It's a very, very clean way. It's a very, very pure way, and it's sustainable as well. But it's interesting perspective. A 1.5 ounce piece of dark chocolate contains roughly 950 to 1,000 milligrams of antioxidants. And one 1.5 ounce piece. A comparable bar of milk chocolate provides usually anywhere from 3 to 400. So the same amount of chocolate can have anywhere from 2 to 3 times as many antioxidants as in it when you're using dark chocolate. And then people say, what about white chocolate? White chocolate is garbage. It has no antioxidants whatsoever. It's basically confectionery sugar and milk fat. That's all white chocolate is. If you guys want to know that, there is no true cacao antioxidants is in white chocolate. The absolute minimum needs to be about 70% if you're eating dark chocolate for health benefits, which is the only reason you really need to be eating chocolate in general. And the one we carry is the 80%. That's about the strongest that we can produce and still have it taste very good and not have a very strong bitter taste. So just wanted to throw that out there for everybody. Also, too, in other news, if you guys saw yesterday, the product of the week, the Ultimate Multiple Capsules, on sale now, over 10% off. So be sure to check that out. And also, to vote for the product that you want to win next week. Got a new run, multiple products up on the website. Bunch of good ones up there, actually. And so be sure to check those out and check out the product of the week. And also, too, the Cortisol Buster. It's going to be on sale for, I think, about one more week. That product's helped reduce cortisol, reduce stress, reduce anxiety. On sale for over 20% off right now at healthmasters.com. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for your support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.